Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on this broadcast. We look forward to your input, your dialogue and discussion about the issue of the day. And let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking today about a very serious issue that I believe everyone should be concerned about, Christian, non-Christian, conservative, patriot. Even the liberals ought to be concerned about it, though I believe they're ignorant to the facts and therefore not. The issue today, a nation divided will fall. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can argue that, debate that, question that, challenge that, deny that if you want to. But it's biblical. It's what Jesus Christ himself said. Matthew, the 12th chapter, the 25th verse, beginning in the second portion of that verse. And Jesus said unto them, every kingdom, the word kingdom is the word basileon, rule and reign. We could call it nation or state or any nation or state or any governmental body. The scripture says very clear, it says unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said it. I didn't. I believe it. I accept it fully. And I believe that if you are awake and alive and watching, you understand what we're seeing that's transpiring before our eyes as a nation today. We're watching the divisiveness that is taking place. And it's been promulgated by the Biden administration and the movers and shakers, the handlers of Joe Biden. I don't believe Joe Biden got an original thought in his head based on his physical depleted condition, though it's no fault of his with that, but it is the fault of the handlers and those that are the puppeteers. He's the puppet. And you have behind the scenes George Soros and multitudes like that, along with the Obama administration and all of the scabs out of that administration that's pulling the strings. But we're watching our nation being divided today, and it's purposeful division. It's purposeful division. We're being divided ethnically. We're being divided racially. We're being divided politically. We're being divided with the vax and the non-vax in our nation today. The greatest responsibility a president has is to bring a nation together and protect a nation based on our Constitution for the United States of America. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's not happening. And that's not happening today. So as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, freedom comes as a result of staying in the word of God. As we stay in the word of God, we know the truth. As we stay in the word of God, we should recognize false teaching. We should recognize false preaching. We should be able to recognize the lies that's coming out of Washington. We should be able to recognize the false claims by St. Anthony Fauci. We should recognize the false claims out of our government. We should recognize what is called deceitfulness. And the scripture is clear, ladies and gentlemen, on that subject. May I read that to you? Colossians, the second chapter and the 8th verse, beware lest any man spoil you through vain, through philosophies and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. We're being deceived today. We're being divided today. But the truth book, the word of God, the Bible, Jesus says, I am truth in John 14:6. And further, the Lord Jesus points to the Word of God, as we would call it today, the Bible. And he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that ought to direct us, ladies and gentlemen, not our philosophies and thoughts, not our opinions, not our own self-conceived and derived facts for ourselves. There's some that get a little upset and uptight today. And when broadcasts like this are made, when statements are made with facts, so where did you get that information? Well, it's by research. It's by searching for the truth. And we can't find truth just out in the marketplace today. In fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. George Orwell made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're seeing that come to fruition today. That was part of his work back in 47, 48, and 49, when he was doing the work on the dystopian novel entitled 1984, pointing to where America would be by 1984, of hating those that speak the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is the Word of God. And as Jim DeMint said, the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said, that the church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see today. We see a lack, L-A-C-K, of Bible-based Christianity. We see a lack of truth from the pulpits today. We see a lack of pastors willing to grow a spine, spiritually speaking, and stand for the truth and preach and teach the truth. Multitudes of Christians today have no earthly idea about the lie that we're being told out of Washington about COVID-19 vaccination. Multitudes of Christians, they have no idea that we're being lied to by the media. No, multiple Christians today have no idea of what's really taking place. I find that every day in the marketplace of ideas as I move and talk with the people in general. They do not know what's really happening. And I believe it's time that American Christians wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. This is the reason for the need to know the Word of God, the truth book. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made the statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. I believe it's time. I believe it's time that we as Christians do that exact thing. Seek the truth. It's not on Communist Network News. Not on MSNBC, not on CBS, ABC, and NBC, but it's found in the Word of God. Seek the truth. Listen to the truth. What we're saying today on this broadcast is each and every day is truth. You can accept it, you can deny it, you can reject it, or you can embrace it, or you can make a decision of either or all of that. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to learn the truth, listen to the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe there's coming a day before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ via the rapture of the church. I believe it's coming a time that it will be, that our lives will be placed on the line as we stand for truth, standing for truth. And that's the need today, perhaps more than anything else in the household of faith, is to stand for the truth of thus saith the Word of God. Can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Standing for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with brands like Honda and Echo for the homeowner. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment, generation and power equipment, preparedness for hurricanes and bad season. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. It's a good benchmark for finding Tools for Time. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road stands a gigantic flagpole. I believe it's about 165 feet in there with the gigantic U.S. flag flowing 24-7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that flag, Old Glory flying 24-7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number again is 831-0917. Love to have your dialogue and your discussion about the issue we're talking about today. Or if it's another issue that brings about divisiveness, that's what we're talking about, is the nation being divided. And we're watching the purposeful, hear me, the purposeful divisiveness taking place in our nation. There's a division that's needed. That's a Marxist approach. Dethrone God, destroy marriage, and divide the people. Three major points out of all of Marxism, three major points. And we're watching the attempt to dethrone God. We're watching the divisiveness and dividing of the peoples, the citizens, and the destruction of marriage. You do those three things, ladies and gentlemen, you have no nation, no cohesiveness at all. You have a divided nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it hasn't been very long. Perhaps you remember this. Let's do a little journey back in time for just a moment to set the stage of what I want to talk about today. As we think about it, you go back, it hadn't been too long ago that you would come home from work, kids would come home from school, you'd come home from shopping, you'd have dinner together, which is an archaic thing today. You'd sit and watch television together, and you'd watch the local and national news. And ladies and gentlemen, it hadn't been too long ago as we watched the local and national. In fact, my bride mentioned just very recently, she said, I'm amazed that back years and years and years ago, we'd watch the news thinking that we're getting the truth. We'd watch the news, get up from watching the news and think, well, we know what's happening locally. We know what's happening in the world. But ladies and gentlemen, we would do that back then. You can call it back in the olden days if you want to. It's just been a few years ago before the major big tech that came on the scene with internet news and all of the things that we have today that we call the handheld devices. But it was back in that era that you turn on television. You might have had three or four channels. The balance of the channels were snow channels, you know. You'd roll the dial and get snow. But you'd sit and watch news. You watch the weather. You would believe what the news person said. You would think that news person is simply telling us what's taking place, and we can simply believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, just as then, even today, Americans have been and continue to be deceived by political system, political agenda, the agenda that's willing to lie, to deceive, and even to kill citizens. You hear me? Willing to lie, deceive, even to the point of killing citizens to bring about their goal of a one-world government, to bring about their goal of a one-world order. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what's behind the scene. That's what's taking place today before our eyes. You can believe it or let it alone. You can believe it and embrace it and try to find out further what is taking place and believe the truth. You can believe the lie that is out there. But even our medical and scientific communities today appear to have become a part. They've decided to be a part of this great deception of dividing our once land of the free and the home of the brave. Understand there's an agenda. Understand that what's taking place just in America is also taking place around the globe. And it's not something that just simply happened to pop up with COVID. COVID has been the trigger. COVID has been the screen. COVID has become the shield by which they are deceiving the whole world. It's a demonic deception. It is a great delusion that brings about, in part, the great falling away, the apostasy from the church. I shared very recently on this program about a church in, I believe it's up in Pennsylvania, 221-year-old church, that after COVID cannot get people to come back. They're averaging now about 12 people on Sunday. So they're closing a church that's been in existence 221 years. And according to the Barna Report, the George Barna Report, which reports on religion, has been pretty fastidious in all that they've done for many, many years on that subject. They're saying that we're finding about 1,500 churches closing a month. Another statistic on that, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pastors that's leaving the pastoral ministry, leaving the pulpits every month. You must ask the question, where are we going based on that? What's taking place? It is an agenda that is a political, it is an agenda that is a demonic approach on a global basis, but we're seeing it here in America. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you about 8 or 10 questions before we get into the meat of what I want us to discuss on this broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, would you have ever believed that our government would lie to us? Perhaps you'd say, yes. Would you have ever believed that our government will purposefully lie to the citizens in America? even to the point of deceiving about medical care, medical health, to the very point of killing citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, would you have ever believed that our government would be set out openly, purposefully, to destroy our Bill of Rights? Would you ever believe that in America? You know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that America has that no other nation on the face of God's green earth has, and that is a Bill of Rights. Bill of Rights that's codified in our Constitution, that is the protection we have, that it protects our religious liberties, it protects our freedom of speech, it protects our right to keep and bear arms for self-defense, and I can go on and on and on. And without that Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, we have no sovereign nation. Without that Bill of Rights, we become a third world, Gestapo-run, totalitarian form of government. And we're on the fast track for that today, but would you have ever believed that we'd be lied to on every issue, including health? Would you have ever believed that there would be an agenda, purposeful, open agenda, to destroy our Bill of Rights? Would you have ever believed that our government would prevent life-saving medication for its citizens? Hear me. We'll talk about that in this broadcast. Would you have ever believed that the federal, state, and some local governments would institute rules, regulations, guidelines, fiat executive orders, and laws that would prevent life-saving medication from being administered to citizens to save their lives? Would you ever believe that? Now, I don't know about you, but perhaps you can call me a neophyte. You could call me a something less than intelligent person. But I would have never dreamed in my greatest dreams, my worst nightmares, would I have ever dreamed that it would be possible that the federal, state, and some local governments are purposefully withholding medication from citizens that could save your life. And that's happening today. Perhaps you say, how is that possible? Perhaps you say, what are you talking about? Hang on there. Don't turn your dial for this broadcast, because we're going to talk about that in this broadcast today. It's a very serious broadcast. It's a very serious issue, one worth keeping, one worth sharing with others, one worth going back to the blogs on our website where these are posted, and bring them up, send it, the link to others, that others might hear the truth. I believe we have Dan on the line. Dan, go with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Delighted to have you with us.
Well, this is the most important topic that could be, spoken on. And I'm not calling today to beat myself on the chest and say, you know, I'm this great person, but 42 years ago this May, I tried on a national level to expose a scandal. It was railroad. It was Penn Central, Conrail, and Amtrak. I had the opportunity, or God opened the doors, to the second largest newspaper in the state of Indiana and ABC's 2020. Remember, 42 years ago, ABC 2020, 60 Minutes, and so forth were the only organizations that would expose the truth and such. This is what I was led to believe as a young man, and this is where I went for help. I witnessed firsthand how they could manipulate the American people. They picked the subject matter, they picked the content, and they tell the public what they want them to know on a national level. That story.
In other words, what you're saying is, Dan, they will take a story, they'll take information, and they will cherry pick what they want to say, weave it with editorial privilege, and then present it to the public as being total fact.
They will purposely mislead the public, is what I'm saying, for their agenda. Now, 42 years ago, the agenda was destroy America from within. And they have eroded it in these 42 years to where they can literally, you say this is a people's government. It's not. It's their government. We wanted Trump back in. Where is he? We wanted Hillary and other criminals to go and be prosecuted and go to jail. Why aren't they? All these questions are the aftermath of their manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
And our school systems destroyed because of their manipulation. Our children are suffering. Our families are broken. Our nation is split up in racism and sexism and all the other things that they have perpetrated on we the people.
Created by government.
Yes. They don't fear our Constitution because no one knows it. No one's willing to stand up against it. It's just one of those facets that they use in the media to give us a false hope that there's a chance to stop what they're doing. And it's so sad. We see the sheeple. They ran out and got their shots. They're getting their boosters. And they're following every lead that they're told to follow.
That's right.
Still lines in cars waiting for a shot or a booster. And, you know, I believe with all my heart that we're not going to stop it. It's coming because the Bible says it's going to come. A new world order. It's time to stop trying to save the lost politically and socially. It's time to save the lost spiritually.
Amen. That's our only hope, Dan.
That's
our only hope as a nation. That's our only hope as a globe. That's our only hope as individual people. And the Bible says that judgment begins at the house of God. And I believe you find that in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, about the 17th verse. And we're not finding that taking place today. Pastors are fearful of taking the stand and speaking the truth.
Well, I know for a fact, when you save a soul, their eyes and ears are open to the truth. Now you can reach somebody politically or socially because they've opened to God's showing them. We can't show them. We can't break through that barrier. But the Lord Almighty does break through that barrier when we go for their souls. And
right.
And that's what I've started to do. I'm done trying to get through that barrier of ignorance and just sheer, driven refusal to accept the truth. I'm done with it.
Brother,
One of the things
that I might suggest, I believe that God charges us with the responsibility to be salt and light. Salt's got to get out of the shaker and get into the world. Light's got to be uncovered and to reveal the truth. And I believe we still have that responsibility. That's the charge that God, through the Lord Jesus, gave us in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 15 and following, is that we're to be salt and light. And it's in the imperative voice in the Greek text, means it's command. It's not an option. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we must continue to be salt and light in society. And I say, don't give up. Never, 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 ever, ever, ever. Who was it that said that politically? Ever, ever, ever stop. We need to keep on keeping on for the truth and defending the truth even to death. And so I'm thankful for your stand. I'm thankful for what you're saying. You're on spot on with what you're saying. And I challenge our listeners today to understand that we are being deceived. We are being lied to. And that deception is from the very top down, from the Oval Office, right through Big Tech, right through the Communist Network News Media, and right on down to the general public about everything, including the vaccination, the versus no vaccination. But
well,
Dan, thank you.
I want your listeners to understand one thing, okay? The attempt that I took only cost me a 12.5-acre home and the job for 4 years trying to do right. They don't care what you lose when you fight them. They
oh, look at look at General Flynn. Look at Roger Stone.
Yes.
All of the others that I could name today in the
Absolutely.
Current society.
Look at
where
Donald Trump.
They've been eviscerated. Fortunately, Donald Trump has the funds to continue to stand and fight
right.
it. Otherwise, he'd already been crushed, eviscerated. And that's the goal. Is to remove anything that stands in the way. It's the reason we have a major cleansing of our military today based on the fact
yeah.
they think the Biden says some of the military are possible internal, unknown, unrecognized domestic terrorists, and removing those that are conservative, those that have faith in God, those that are politically on the right. They're being removed
school
today.
School boards are firing teachers because they will not do what the school boards want them to do.
Yes, absolutely.
They put the children first.
Yes. Dan, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and
you
gentlemen,
take care and God bless.
God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. I believe we have another call on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. Brother Davis.
Good morning, Pastor. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. We are very blessed on today. Just two things I want to say, basically, I think that will probably help us. I mean, I believe, and this is just Brother David speaking, mainly, I believe two things are very necessary that's going to happen. That the only hope to salvage our nation on today, two things has got to happen. Number one, I believe a preaching of the gospel by godly ordained individuals, and I believe also God must intervene on society right now by a divinely appointed individual. Yes. This is the only way, Dr. Youngblood, I believe that this society is going to be salvaged, because as you said, there are so many lies, there are so many things being perpetrated, you know, to betray the public. And not only that, well, when we look at our rights being eviscerated, our privileges being denied, those are the only two things that's really going to help us on today.
Brother, you're exactly right. We need to pray for God's divine intervention. God divinely intervened in November of 2016 when he put Donald J. Trump in office. God divinely intervened in the life of the nation of Israel over and over and over. But yet at the same time, in God's divine intervention, so often, in fact, in the Old Testament, more often than not, he would send a foreign nation, a wicked nation, to come in and bring into captivity and partially destroy the nation of Israel to get the people's attention so that they turn back to God. And, Pastor, I believe that God's agenda today is to get the attention of the Americans, of the citizens in America, for us to turn back to God. And I'm praying that we'll see and do that before that divine intervention through God's judgment fully takes place. But, Pastor, Amen. Keep on Amen. Preaching the word. Keep on looking up, brother. I'm looking Amen. Forward to it. Amen.
Thank
God bless
you.
So I believe much. We have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please. Hello? Go ahead with your question or comment. Yes, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, this is Derwin.
Brother Derwin, I hope you're doing well.
Well, I'm back from the land of Lazarus. I want your listeners to know that I'm about to make my monthly pledge of $100 for the radio program. And I think everybody that listens and is an advocate should do the same, if not more, if they can afford it, you know, because you're the John the Baptist here, you know. You're telling them what's coming. And all of these attacks, especially to your caller Dan, originate in China. They have been manipulating their currency for 40 or 50 years, designed strictly to what's happening now. They're not a capitalist country, so all the dollars they got, they kept to pay off traitors worse than Benedict Arnold by the name of O'Biden, is what I call him. And the Kamala and all those Pelosi's, you'll find their money somehow reaching that Democratic, wherever they launder their money from. And you got to remember that, as Brother Dan pointed out, CNN, and you've brought this to their attention many times, that CNN, ABC, and all that, they're publicly traded. So what the Chinese do, they get a law firm in London who has connections to a law firm in Washington, D.C. And
Brother
they
Derwin,
buy
I,
the...
Brother Derwin, I hate to cut you off. We're hard-pressed for the top-of-the-hour news break that I cannot control, but I am so thankful for your call. And ladies and gentlemen, you hear that pledge. I encourage you to go and do likewise. Brother Derwin, thank you so much for your call and your input. God bless you. Have a looking up day, waiting on Jesus to call us home. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the news.
Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.